We're going to start in Ephesians chapter 5. You know, if you're going to talk about submission, that would be where you started, right? Submission is a great word. It's in the Bible. It's God's idea. It's part of God's plan. You know, the scripture says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and that word gospel means good news. And when God speaks, it's always good news. And when God speaks to us about submission, that's good news. It's what?
Good news.
It's what?
Good news.
It's good news. God had a plan for the home, a plan for government, a plan for the church. And those plans, that divine order, include submission. And submission, following God's plan, is always good. Now that may be a surprise to you, but submission is good. You know, in Ephesians 5, verse 21, it says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Out of reverence and respect for Almighty God, because you love Him and He loves you, because Jesus died for you, because you've been rescued, delivered, and set free. He said, out of reverence, out of respect, you should submit. Now, the word submit means to yield. That means you can't go ahead unless somebody says so. You come to a yield sign on the highway, and if there's traffic coming, wisdom would stop. Isn't that right? But if the way is clear, then you're free to proceed. Well, a person who submits takes time to look to the left and look to the right and see if things are all clear. They yield or they give in to. Now, if you and I were going to dinner, submission good or bad? Is it what?
Good.
It's what?
Good.
It's what?
Good.
I don't want you to go to sleep. You and I were going to dinner, and I really didn't want Chinese. And I said, where would you like to eat? And you said, oh, I'm in the mood for Chinese. Now, submission is what?
Good.
It's what?
Good.
You know, if I wasn't in the mood for Chinese and I had to yield to you and go eat Chinese, I'd wonder about submission, wouldn't you? Except I have the word of the Lord. I have the gospel. I have this good news that says, submit one to another. It's good. In reverence and respect for Almighty God, submission is good. And I'd say, sure, let's have Chinese. That's what I'm saying out loud. On the inside, I had another word, but I'm not going to say that to you. I'm going to submit. I'm going to yield. Now, if I go to your house for dinner, we did this one time, and the girl thought after dinner we'd play some games. I despise games. And I said, sure, fine. I must have lacked enthusiasm. You know, sometimes your face declares what your heart. You're exposed by your emotions. She said, you don't want to play games. I said, no, that'd be fine. I'd love to. What you want to play? I'm submitting. You know, it's so easy in a friendship to submit one to another. When you submit, that means I never want what I want. I never stand for my rights and my desire. I always yield to your discretion. Your comfort is much more important to me than my own. Now, we're not too good at that, are we? First thing we'd pipe up and say, I tell you what, I don't like Chinese and I don't want any today. Where else you'd like to eat? Now, I do happen to like Chinese. Just use that as an example. In fact, I just like food. I like all kinds of food. Submit means to yield. I simply yield to you. I want you to be happy. I want you to be comfortable. It's so easy among friends. I don't want to offend you. And I'd say I'd love to play Monopoly. The other day I was playing Monopoly with Ashley. She's just 5. She can't read, but she can count. And she can add. So she's adding up the dice and we're playing Monopoly. Now you can just tell I'm submitting first class. She found the game in the cabinet where we keep the children's things. Most, I throw everything out. I throw the newspaper out. If you don't read it quick, it's gone. I'm one of those people that saves nothing, nothing, nothing. Don't have a sentimental bone in my body. Don't need it. It's out of here. Throw it all out. I don't like clutter. I'm not opposed to you liking it. I don't like it, okay? And so she found this cabinet. The only thing in it is Suzanne's rug she started years ago, never did finish. I thought one day somebody might finish it as a surprise for her, but I can't find anybody to do that. and the Monopoly game, and Ashley's barn with the cow and the dog and the pig. That's what's in the cabinet.